first pack of Chal Mishnah Tes. We learned previously about Truma, which is part of the produce which is given to the Kohen, and the Chala, which is considered the Truma of the dough. So there's two types of Trumas, both go to the Kohen, and they also have the same halachas in respect to many halachas, which we will see now. Chayav Malay Misa V'Chaymish. If you eat them, a non-Kohen eats them, he has to pay. And has to pay one and a fifth, and the Asurim Lazarim non-Kohen is not allowed to eat them. They miss the Kohen, once they give it to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. But Oilim Be'echad Me'i, if they fall into regular produce, you have to have 100 times in order to be mevatel it. Tun Rechitz Yadayim, you have to wash your hands. The Kohen has to wash his hands before eating in Harav Shemesh. If he was Tamei, he has to let the sun set before he eats it. Ein Nitzlam and Atar Ala Tamei, you're not allowed to take from Tahor, produce, or dough on Tamei, we're concerned you may be Matana, the Truma, and the Chala, Element of Mukaf, and when you take it off, the dough plus the Chala, or the produce plus the Truma, have to be in the same area next to each other. And also, there has to be something that was processed already. The Truma, you have to have processed the produce beforehand, and the Chala, you have to. He has to make it into a dough. Oyma called Groni Truma called Isasa Chala. The person says that my entire granary, my entire silo will be Truma, or my entire dough will be Chala. Loy Omaklum. He did not say anything. Actually, Yeshua mixes. The rule is that both of these things are not. You remove something from that which remains. Now they don't have the share, so you can remove a large amount. But if you have to leave something behind that will not be Truma, not be Chala, and then the rest you can proclaim Chala.